FMR Fine Food with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley is brought to you by Westgro, the tourism trade and investment promotion agency for Cape Town and the Western Cape.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. This week I'm chatting to Martina Bart of the Liz McGrath Collection. She was the judge in the Innovative Wine Tourism Experiences category of the Great Wine Capital's Best of Wine Tourism Awards. The winners will be announced next week. But meanwhile, welcome to the show, Martina.
Thank you so much, Jenny. Thank you for having me.
And what a treat it must have been to visit the wine farms of the Western Cape and see how proud we are to have what is on offer. But my first question would be, how do you believe a wine estate can take the experience beyond the wine glass?
I think what I looked at from an experience point of view was the various touch points already, even from before visiting the wine estate, then during my visit there and after as well. It was important to me that it was more a sensory experience as well, and not just about tasting the wine, but making sure that it's also an experience for more family members and just extending the brand and extending the amount of touch points that they are, and as long as they are relevant to being a wine estate as well.
And can you describe what you saw when you were visiting the wine farms, a few of the highlights for you?
I loved the interaction with the various staff members. I found that very interesting. I think in the past, it was almost quite a lonely experience when you're walking around the wine estate, whereas I felt here a lot of the elements were guided. So you learned a lot about the estate. The history, I mean, the beautiful history, that rich history that a lot of the wine estates have. And also it feeds into the passion that it drives the various offerings. And I found that really a highlight. I thought the staff were so beautifully engaged with the brand.
Well, it's wonderful that it's a food and wine business, but it's always brought to life by the people. And I think South Africans generally are very proud of what is happening in the Western Cape. And we can compete with all those other regions globally for what's happening in wine tourism. Was there any surprise along the way, something that you hadn't expected?
Yes, I think the extension of the brand offering, I think, surprised me at some of the wine estates, because I didn't realize that it was as broad. And I think it's fantastic, you know, that a visit to a wine estate is now a family experience. And that I also loved, and the fact that you could spend pretty much a half a day, if not longer, at one particular wine estate, which I think is also very clever. Because at the end of the day, the longer you spend at one wine estate, the more memorable the experience is going to be.
And some of them I think we could devote 3 days to, because there is so
exactly.
much on offer. And it's also interesting from my side, looking at the restaurants, that many of the wine farms have two restaurants, one that is more traditional and classical and others that are a little bit more contemporary. Was there anything exciting for you about the food on the wine farms?
Oh, yes. That is always a passion as well. And like you say, you know, the various restaurants and also the deli offerings that a lot have, you know, where you can also take a piece of the wine estate home with you, not just the wine, you know, and recreating that experience almost when you get home.
Yes.
Which I thought was also great. And I love deli, the whole artisanal kind of eateries that you find now, and this whole farm-to-table experience excites me a lot. I really love that.
It's also about the origin. I think when people are on a state, they see this is where the wine comes from, and it's never just about the wine. It's the grapes, and it's those byproducts that you say appear in the deli. And, of course, we always love shopping and having something special to take home. And most importantly, I feel, when visitors in the Western Cape experience what we have on these wine estates, they go home to their countries and they tell people exactly what we have on offer. So I love going back to your very first point, that you evaluated right from the start, from the perceptions and reservations before you actually go to the estate. So it sounds like you were very thorough, and also that you had a wonderful time doing it.
I loved it. I really did.
And Martina, when you went home after these wine estates to relax, what sort of music did you put on while you were cooking after being inspired by all the food?
I've gone back to a very nostalgic artist for me, but I'm just loving Michael Franks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just a lovely emotive feeling, and I think that was just the perfect music to enjoy with.
And to unwind. Wonderful.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
That was Martina Bart, who told us that wine estates are definitely more about just wine. For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley was brought to you by Westgrow, the tourism trade and investment promotion agency for Cape Town and the Western Cape. FMR.